I saw it's too big an Indian. But now I want to, now hopefully we'll be able to do it a little more justice. So we'll make Haskalah today. Some of what I want to tell you today, they still haven't changed the clock. Some of what I want to tell you today, I just thought about the last hour, so I hope it'll stand the test of time. We'll see as we go. Kapanim, let's start the Gemara again from the bottom of Lamed Aleph and Aleph. Rabba Omer, Lo'il Mitaveich Al Yidei Atmai. Let's run through. Amei Leikim Mishal Misli Mesim Mishal Lesti Mishal Mihani Dechidushu Shechitshu Torah Beknasa Afgav Nimitkul Mishal. Oz the Rabba Lutamei Dom Rabba Yigdi Gonav Lo'i Betovchi B'Shabbos Chayev Shunishai B'Gnei V'Koyim Shiova V'Di Yisri Shabbos Gonav Betovchi Shabbos Potter Shem Ein Gnei V'Ein Tvichu V'Ein Mechir. So that's the piece of Gemara I want to talk about. So it says that the Rabba says in Merim Malikas. Rabba is assuming that Aknasa no Kimli the Rabbanei. There's only Kimli the Rabbanei and the Karen. So therefore, says Rabba, if you had a chiyuv keren from before Shabbos, you were going to before Shabbos. So you already had a chiyuv keren. Now you were tavach for Shabbos, so you chayev valid vehe, because valid vehe is only the tficho, the chiyuv for the tficho is only a knas. A knas is no kimli de rabbanei, because Rav Meir holds, and Rabba holds like Rav Meir, he's saying here like Rav Meir, that on knas is no kimli de rabbanei. But if he was going to be tavach on Shabbos itself, so the gneva was also on Shabbos, and the gneva involved the chil Shabbos. So then, since on the keren is kimli de rabbanei, so even though on Knas, on the Chiyav Dalet Vehei, there's no Kimli D'Rabbanei, because it's only a Knas, but on the underlying Keren, there is Kimli D'Rabbanei. So Ein Gneva, Ein Tvichu Vein Mechira. If there's no Chiyav Keren, then you can't have a Chiyav of Dalet Vehei. Ein Gneva, Ein Tvichu Vein Mechira. So Rashi learns, what's Pshat in Ein Gneva, Ein Tvichu Vein Mechira? Rashi says, because Dalet Vehei Omer Achmano, Vele Gimel V'Dalet. Now, that lashon of Dalet v'heyom rachmano v'loy gimel v'dalet, it's a lashon of the Gemara, but it's a daf mezayin. But the Gemara there's talking about something else entirely. That's the Gemara lagabe the following. There's a din that if somebody stole from a hektish, so there's a miut that he's potter from kefil. What if he stole from Hekdesh and he was Tavach Umocha? So he's a Chayav Dalet Vehei. So the Merchant says, no, he's part from Dalet Vehei. Why is he part from Dalet Vehei? And that there's no Miut. The Miut is only from Kefil, not from Dalet Vehei. Says the Gemara, but Dalet Vehei Omechman of Legimel Vedalet. If there's no Chiyav Kefil, then you can't have a Chiyav of Dalet Vehei, because the Kefil, he's part from. There's no Chiyav Kefil to Hekdesh. So therefore, you're going to be missing one of the Tashlumans. So it's not going to be Dalet Vehei, it's going to be Gimel Vedalet. And the Torah said Dalet Vehei, not Gimel Vedalet. That's what the Gemara over there is talking about. So Rashi applies it over here as well. There is Lagabe, if you pull out the Kefil, then you can't have a Chiyav Dalet Vehei. So Rashi is saying, who are they? If you pull out the Keren, then you can't have a Chiyav Dalet Vehei, because the same arithmetic, Dalet Vehei Omer Rachman, Avalo Gimel Vedalet. That's how Rashi is saying, Pshat in the Gemara, Ein Gneva, Ein Tvichu Vein Mechiro, is because if there's Kimli Rabbanei and the Keren, so Mimele you're going to have one missing from the sum of Dalet Vehei, and it's going to be Dalet Vehei Omer Rachman, Avalo Gimel Vedalet. L'chayre, if not for Rashi, I might have said a different shot in the Gemara. Why im ein gneva ein tvichav ein mechir? I could have said that the pshat is like this: the chiyuv tavach mochar was only said by a ganav. If I stand go into your backyard and I shech your behema and I without picking it up, without doing any ma'isik kinyan on it, so I chayv dalav behei, because that's not a gneva, that's a ma'isik masik behalma. So l'chayre, there'll be a to say. That over here, since he was gone of a Shabbos, so he had no. So when he did the gneva, there was kimli d'rabbanei. He never, that gneva wasn't mechayiv him anything. He never got any chiyuv gneva, because whatever chiyuv gneva there were was kimli d'rabbanei. So maybe he's not a ganav at all. He's not called a ganav, and if he's not called a ganav, then even afterwards, if he shechs it, that's not, he can't have a chiyuv tavach umocha, because he's not a ganav to have a chiyuv tavach umocha. And that could be pshat in the Gemara, ein gneva, ein tvichu vein mechira. Meaning, if he's not a ganav, then there's no chiyuv tavach umocha.
But he's, meaning, Kimli can say that they're going to punish him, even if it's a.
So he's saying, so apparently Rashi holds that Kimli v'rabbanei only takes off the chiyuv gneva. But the Maisa, it's still called a shem ganav he still has. Still has a shem ganav. That's nechami. That's the how we see in this Rashi. That Kimli d'Rabbanei only takes off the Chiyuv Gneva, but it doesn't mean that he's not, or probably more accurately, Rashi apparently holds that Kimli d'Rabbanei takes off the Chiyuv Gneva, but it doesn't take off the Kinyon Gneva. In other words, it's still called that he's a Ganav in Iran, there's two things. He has chiyuvim, he has a chiyuv einsin, he has a chiyuv tashlum. He has various chiyuvim, chiyuv achrayas. And then besides that, he has kinyon. Ganav has kinyon. He's kind of a shinui l'mosho. He has the ganav, has a certain kinyon in the chaykes that is no longer called b'beis ha'bailim, it's called b'beis ha'ganav. Then it says a shayla nachrayim. We'll see later. Going forward, it could be maybe some achrayim kashishayim. But it's a shayla nachrayim. In a case where you have kimli drabne, like in Agamara, does the ganav have kinyon igneva? Such a ganav who doesn't have any chiyuvim because kimli drabne, does he have kinyon igneva? You know, what does kinyon igneva mean? Kinyon igneva means the mashal. Kinyon igneva means that a ganav mashal ganav is kind of a shinui. As he kind of a shinui. What kind of kinyan? So it's not kein shegozel. But how does it become his? So the chayim say, because v'etzim the ganav has kinyanim in the chayfetz. The chayfetz ought to become, the chayfetz becomes ought to become the ganav. But he has a chiyuv hashova. But he only has his kinyanim are only ma'ukiv to the extent that there's a chiyuv hashova. To the extent that there's no chiyuv hashova, so he's kinyan legamer. That's Rav Chanan and many others explain the idea of kinyan shinui. The Torah says exeris hakosuv. V'heishiv is exeris shegozel and kein shegozel yatzir v'malav. Doesn't have to be master. So you steal a bunch of wool, you make it into a sweater, so you don't have to get back the sweater. Why? Because no chiyuv hashava. Fine, so there's no chiyuv hashava, but how did the sweater, how did it become his? What kind of kinyan did he do? It doesn't belong to him, it's the other fellow's wool. He made it into a sweater, how did it become his sweater? So it says Rav Chanan and some is the pasuk to have one. That the pshat is a ganav be'etzim is kind of the chayf. It's a ganav has kinyanim in the gneva. Except that he has a chiyuv hashava that prevents it from becoming his. But to the extent that the chiyuv hashava is defeated, that there is no chiyuv hashava because not kein shegozel anymore, so then the ganav is playing with kinyan igneva, or you have in the mark yush v'shini rishus. The ganav stole something. The bottom is yayish. Well, that's maybe different. That's a bad example. A kaponim. There is a musug of a ganav has chiyuvim and he has kinyan. Here you have kimli drabmini. So kimli drabmini means that he has no chiyuvim, but they have kinyan igneva. So this is a big machlokes. Rabbi Krager in Asugya assumes for Dovah Pashut that if there's no kinyon egneva, if there's no chiyuv egneva, then there are no kinyon egneva either. That in the case of kimli drabni, the ganav has no kinyon egneva. And it's a package deal. The Nesivus also says this way. The Nesivus is in Simon. Maybe I wrote it down somewhere. Shimon Aleph. The Nesiva says there are only kinyon igneva if there are chiyuv igneva. Two sides of the same coin. The Moshel, if a ganav had kimli bedrabmine, the Nesiva says if a ganav stole something and it's kimli bedrabmine, and then there was a shinui. Let's say in that case, ganav is Shabbos. So there's no, he has no chiyuv. But he has to give it back. Right? That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin we're going to talk about soon. But he has to give it back. Kozman is Ben, he has to give it back. What if he was Mishanet? A guy stole wool on Shabbos. But even that there's kimli bedrabmine. So if he's mazik the wool, he doesn't have to pay for it because kimli drabim. Because if the wool got destroyed, he doesn't have to pay for it because that's the halacha kimli drabim. If the wool is banned, he has to give it back. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. If it's avol notal, if the thing is banned, you have to give it back. What if the wool is banned, but he was mishanet into a sweater? Is he kind of b'shinui or not? So that's totally. Does a ganav b'mokim kimli drabim? Does he have kinyan neiva? So Nesiva says it says that he does not have kinyan neiva. He's not kind of b'shinui. Says it's a package deal. We have chiyuv igneva, you can have kinyon igneva. We have no chiyuv igneva, then you can't have any kinyon igneva either. You don't have the. It goes together. The other end, Reb Shimon Shkop says, I don't remember where, but they say Reb Shimon says that it's not true. He says, God has kinyon igneva. God has kinyon igneva, even Bo'ok and Kimli Drabine. His raya is. From the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which again we're going to be talking a lot about the Gemara in Sanhedrin, is right from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, where Rav Shita in Sanhedrin, we saw the Gemara in Sanhedrin with the Balamor and the Rabban. That's I gave 2 days to soon the Gemara. So Rav Shita there in the Gemara is that Baba Machteris, and he took out Kalim, and the Kalim are Ben. Rav says the Kalim are his; he doesn't have to give them back. Says of Shimon, what's the Shahad? How the Kalim his? When he doesn't have to give them back. The Kalim are Ben, they belong to the Bailim, and he's not in the Machteris anymore. But why doesn't he have to give them back? Al Kochuch, says Reb Shimon, Rav must hold that even b'mokim kimin leiv d'rabbanei, there are kinyonim gneiva. And Rav holds that the kinyonim gneiva are so strong that it's mamish his. And that a ganav has to give back the be'en is only b'teres a kind of tashlumen. We'll see later in the sugyans that had in Rashi L'chorei Sotoi. That the ganav has to give back the be'en is only b'teres tashlumen. And b'mokim kimin leiv d'rabbanei, there is no chiv tashlumen. But upon him, you see in Rav that he has kinyonim gneiva. Ad kedei kach, but the chayfetz is that he keeps the be'en. Despite the fact that this came with Rabbani. And Rava's only choylik in the Havanu when this be'en, so Rava's choylik, Rava holds that kinyonik neva don't give you the be'en. But the yisoid that kimli Rabbani doesn't preclude kinyonik neva, mechates Rava's choylik and Rava that. So Shimon says, the choyf in the word Sanhedrin is mukhuch, that he has kinyonik neva. We'll see, when we examine the Gemara Sanhedrin, we'll have to see Hechem Adoram Nathan. Know, in this machlekes, but for the time being, just to know, we're getting a little bit ahead of ourselves. For the time being, just to know that it's machlekes, Rabbi Kveger on the one hand, Rabbi Kveger and the Nesivas on the one hand, and Rabbi Shimon on the other. And Bokim Kimel Drabmanay does a kind of hafkin yonay nev. Bipshutoi Arashi is mashma like Rabbi Shimon. That a kind of has kinyonig nev. That a kind of Bokim Kimel Drabmanay has kinyonig nev. And therefore, it's called now a chayfetz that's gone of itoy. It's in a state of gone of eslon because he hasn't a kinyonik neva. And now, if he shechts it by rights, there should be a chiv tavach amocha. There should be a chiv knas. The only thing is, says Rashi, but it's a mathematical problem. Dalad ve'yom rachmanu v'legimul v'dalad. Since on the keren he's potter mikoyach kimul rabbanei, so you can't be mechayev him for the tficha mechira because it's not going to be dalad ve'yom. It's going to be gimul v'dalad. But if not for that, you could be mechayev him on the tficha mechira. It's not called a ma'isa mazik. It's called Tvicha, the Chayfetz HaGonov. Because the Chayfetz is Gonov Etzlo, he has an Kinyonig Nebel. Yeah.
Why do Kinyonig Nebel and Kinyonig Nebel have to be the same thing?
Yeah, maybe you can say he doesn't have Kinyonig Nebel, but it's still called the Chayfetz HaGonov and Mechayev Dalet. Yeah, it could be. It could be. I think the passage is that in order to the definition of being Gonov, L'gavit Mechayev Dalet afterwards, is that he has an Kinyonig Nebel. If he doesn't have any kinyonim gneiva, then it's not a chayfetz hagadol. The marshal, the Mishnah says in Meruba in the beginning that if you stole a chayfetz and I was toyeh chomoicher, I'm not chayv all day because I'm not the ganav. So the chord of shadow there is because you're the one who has kinyonig neiv. So if you shechta, you chayav dalad ve'eh. But if I shechta, I'm not the one who has kinyonig neiv. Yeah, maybe that's also not the. Maybe there's other ways to be mazbe but that as well. It's not. You're right. It's not 100% muchach. Maybe Le'olam Rashi agrees that there are no kinyonig neiv. The Rashi also, even though there are no kinyonig neiv, it still has a shem gneiv le'inyan that you ought to be able to be chayav dalad ve'eh, except for the mathematics of dalad ve'eh gimul v'dalad. Maybe. I think it's more possible to say that if Rashi holds that there could be a yerachiv dalad ve'eh, if not for the problem in the arithmetic, that Rashi holds that you really have kinyone gneiv. I think this may be a raya that the Rashi is chaylik. I know I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself, but maybe this is a. Here's the Rashi. Did I take a copy of the Rashi? I didn't take a copy of the Rashi. No, the tshuva is here. The Rashi and the tshuva. Says like this. Towards the end, the Rashba, we're going to see more about this Rashba, but I'm just going to take a piece out of it. The Rashba says towards the end, this is Shuvas Rashba Chelik Heisim in Yud Zayin. For those who are listening at home. Yeah, it's about halfway down towards the end of the line in this printout. Umiyu l'kuli alma. You say you have it? The last two words on the line are umiyu l'kuli alma. So the Rashba says, umiyu l'kuli alma im gonav v'machteres. Somebody stole machteres, so on the gnevi arachi of Misa. The tavach umocha b'chutz. But then he was tavach umocha outside of the machteres. So he's potter. And right now he's saying he's potter from Dalad Vehe. Later on he's going to talk about if he's chayiv for if he's potter in the Karen too. But for the time being he's talking about a yachayiv Dalad Vehe. He potter from Dalad Vehe. B'loi Teima Don't say b'shas tficho mechiro lav b'machteresu. Second, when he shechted it, he wasn't in the machteres. V'loy kanonu, and it's not his. Domechuyv ladur lemore. After all, he has to give this behemoth back to the bialim. We pass him like rova. That the behemoth by rova machteres. If the behemoth is ben, you have to give it back to the bialim. So now you have a behemoth that has to be given back to the bialim. So now when you shechted on Sunday, you should be chayiv dalad vehei. V'hashtu the mechayiv. Now you should be mechayiv. Akarna lechbe. I think it should be akarna ve'akfela. You should now be chayiv when you shechted. You should be chayiv for the keren, and you should be chayiv for the kefil, for that matter, for the dalad vehei. I don't know why it doesn't mention the dalad vehei. I'm not sure everything here in the girsas we're 100% confident of. But anyway, so maybe you should be chayiv. So he says lohi, not true. The hashtu loy gonav, because now he's not stealing it. Elak ein pikodun hu biyodoy. It's like a pikodun by him. Uke shoyl havi veloy mechayiv. It's like a pikodun by him. It's like he's a shoyl behema, and therefore he's not chayiv. So what is he talking about? If you have a pikodun by you and you shecht it, you're not chayiv. Why aren't you chayiv? You mazik it. Of course you chayiv to pay for it. What if I have a pikodun and I shecht it, I'm not chayiv. What he means to say is, I may be chayiv for the keren, but I'm not chayiv kefil and dalav hay, because that's not called a maisig neva. If I have a pikodun of a kefil and dalav hay, has to be v'gunum v'beis ha'ish. Here it's not. It's not v'gunum v'beis ha'ish, because if I stole this behemoth from machteres, now it's outside of the machteres. So when it's like a pikodun by me, it's not a gneva by me. It's a pikodun by me. So if I shecht it, I'm not chayiv kefil, because it's like I shecht the pikodun. If I shecht the pikodun, I'm not chayiv kefil, and for that matter, I'm certainly not chayiv dalav hay. Now, he doesn't say that the reason why you potter is because Gimel V'Dalad, V'Heil Merachmanu Le Gimel V'Dalad. He says a different story. He says, I'm not a ganav. Since when I stole it, I mean, L'Choriz Mam is saying this far. He's saying that since when I stole it B'Mach Teres, so I'm not a ganav. So later on, when I shechet, that's not called Shechit of a Gneva, of a Chayfetz HaGonav. That's called Shechit of a Pikodin. Shechit of a Pikodin is not Machayev Dalad Behe. Mamish, heim advar. The Rashba, I think, is saying, Mamish disvar. The Rabbi Kveg is svar. That if you steal a behema on B'machteres, or on Shabbos, it comes to the same thing. You steal a behema in a matzav of Kimelev de Rabbine, then you don't get in it Kinyonig Neva. So if you don't have in it Kinyonig Neva, then what is the behema by you? What does the Rashba say? It's a Pikodin. It's a Pikodin by Alma. And what's the din if you shech the Pikodin? You don't have any chiyuv dalav hay, because the chiyuv dalav hay was said if you shecht a gneva, something that you stole. But if you shecht a pikodin, then that's not called, that's a ma'aseh masik bi'alma, it's not mechayev dalav hay. I think that's mamish what the Rashba is saying. And that's not what Rashi says. Rashi says the reason why you're not chayev dalav hay is because dalav hay, because since you're potter from the keren, so dalav hay omer achmanu b'le gimel v'dalav. Rashi is a different story entirely. Rashba says you're not chayev because it's a pikodin dalav hay. L'chor, you see here machleik is between Rashi and the Rashba, which b'pshutoi parallels the machleik is in Rabbi Kveg and Rabbi Shimon. Rashi holds like Rabbi Shimon, that even if you have kimelid rabbanei, it's still called you still have kinyonig neva, it's still called a chayfetz hagonov. Therefore, later on when you shecht it, you ought to have a chi of dalad vehei. Except that since there's no underlying chi of keren, so mele dalad vehei omer chamanov legimel v'dalad. And the Rashba holds like Rabbi Kveger, that if it's kimelid rabbanei, if you steal a behema on Shabbos or you steal a behema in a machteres, so you don't get in the kinyonig neva like Rabbi Kveger, like the Nesim. So no chiyuvim, there's no kinyonig neva either. So mele with a kinyonig neva, what is this behema by you? It's a pikodin ve'alma. If you shech the behema, that's you betoris pikodin. Then there is no chiyuv dalav behema because that's not shechita of a behema agnuva. It's shechita of a behema. That's a pikodin. Ach v'pshutoi. That this is Machlokes Rashi and the Rashb. This is Machlokes Rabbi Kveger and Shimon. Now, moving along. The Rishonim are Medayek here in the Gemara. Rabbi said that gonav v'tovach v'shabbos, so he's potter. There's an ein gneiva ein tficha ein mechira. Meaning, And the knas, really, there should not be any cumulative avnei. It shouldn't matter that it was b'shamas. But since on the underlying keren, there's cumulative avnei, the way Rashi translates it, or according to the Rashi's translation, on the underlying maisa gneva, this cumulative avnei kach v'kach. But since the maisa, since there's no chiyuv, I'll use Rashi's terminology. Since there's no chiyuv keren, so there's no chiyuv dalid vehe either. So the Rishonim may ask, why did Rabbah set up the case that he was gonna v'tovach b'shabbos? Why didn't Rabbah say a bigger chiddush? What's the bigger chiddush? Somebody tell me. Tovach on Sunday, gonna v'shabbos, v'tovach b'chol. The chiyuv dalav hey makes no difference if it's Shabbos or Chol. It's a knas anyway. The main nekud over here is the main point of Rabbah is that since the gneva was b'shabbos, so on the gneva there was kimli d'rabbanei. So therefore you can't be chayav for the main gneva in tichav and mechir. So the Rishonim asked, so Rabbah could have told me the same chiddush. Rabbah could have said it in a more mechudish dikah case. Gone to b'shabbos v'tovach b'chol. Bottom line, it was gone to b'shabbos. Main gneva in tichav and mechir. So why didn't Rabbah say that case? So the Rishonim bring from Rashi. We don't have this in Rashi. I guess it was different Mahadur of Rashi. The Rishonim bring the Ra'od, the Ritva, they bring B'Shem Rashi. That Rashi said that if it was gone to B'Shabbos for Tovach B'Chol, then he would be Chayav Dalad Vehe. Why? Because since L'maisi has to give the Behema back, so the Behema belongs to it's the Bahim, it's not his Behema. We don't pass him like a Rav and Sanhedrin that he can keep the Behema. We pass him like Rova that if the Behema is Ben, you have to give the Behema back. So since you have to give the Behema back, so it comes out that on Sunday, when he shechts the Behema, he's shechting somebody else's Behema. Says Rashi, so Mimela, that's the Gneva. The Tficha on Sunday will be the Gneva. And it'll be a chi of Karen. And what's the chi of Karen? It's a chi of Dalav Eitu. A lot of different angles from which one has to come at this. It's hard to even know where to start. But at the point of that, we'll see as we go through the chayim. But that's what Rashi says. Rashi says that if it was done b'shavas and tovach b'chol, so it's chayav dalav hey, because the ma'aseh tficha on Sunday, that's the ma'aseh gneva. The Rashba's chayluk. Rashba's chayluk. Now the Rashba in the chidushim is chayluk just very b'kitzer. He just says that that is still a megnei ben tichu ben mechir. So the Rashi in the Chiddushim, it's not so clear what's the nekudus hamachlokus. What point about this Rashi does he not like? If I only had the Rashi in the Chiddushim, I would say that maybe what he doesn't like about it is that even though when he shechted it on Sunday, avadi he's chayev to pay the keren because he's mazik it on Sunday, but he's not chayev dali behei. Because there's no Maisig Neva. Shechit is not a Maisig Neva. The Maisig Neva on Shabbos was not a... Like we saw talk of the Rashi and the Shuvah, one of the stories, the part of the Rashi and the Shuvah that we just read. That it's a Pikodin Gabe. It's like you're shechting a Pikodin. You shech the Pikodin, you chayev keren, but you're not chayev dalav hey. So maybe that's the part over here in the Rashi that he doesn't like. That if you shecht it on Sunday, I understand that you're chayev keren, because you're a Maisig Behema. You're shechting a Behema that's not yours. But you're not chayav dalad vehei because like shechting a pikodin, and that'll be in the kudus machlekes. Rashi l'shitosu holds that there is kinyoni gneva in by kimeli dravmenei. So this is behema gnuva. So if it's a behema gnuva, even then it's not so poshut. I don't know the chiv keren. The chiv keren now is at the end of the day for shechting it on Sunday. That's not a chiv keren of gneva. That's a chiv keren of mazik. Also not so posh at this presenting it. I'm starting the wrong way. Let's just think about the Rashi first before we think about why the Rashi is being chayav. What does it say in this Rashi? It says in Rashi that when you shecht the behema on Sunday, and you shech the behem on Sunday, so that's called the ma'isik neiva. It's mechayev you carry it, and really chayev you could be chayev a dalav behem also. There's several chidushim that are kolal in this Rashi. First of all, it says in this Rashi that when you shech the behem on Sunday, you're chayev for shechting, you're chayev keren. Just that fact that you're chayev keren. That doesn't sound so astounding. Why shouldn't you be chayev keren? After all, the behem is not yours. You have to give the behemah back, and now you destroyed it. So about you chayev keren, lo yehi el mazik. So the fact that you chayev keren l'chayev is hardly even a chiddush. We'll see in a minute that's not true. That's not self pushed. That itself is also an issue. Because we have a machaikis in the Gemara and a machaikis we shine him in the Gemara in Sanhedrin with the Balamor, the Ramban. If you stole a behemoth, if you stole a keli, let's say you stole a chavis and a machteris, and you carried it out whole. And if you carried it out whole, Rava says you have to give it back. And then after you got it out of the machteris, you have this chavis that you're supposed to give back, and you smashed it. Machaikis, the Balamor and the Ramban, if you have to pay for it. The Balamor says you don't have to pay for it. And the Ramban said, why don't you have to pay for it? It's a chavis. How do you smash the chavis? It doesn't belong to you. About it, you have to pay. Hail a mazik. That's not the lashon of the Ramban. But the Ramban says, about it, you have to pay for it. You broke a chavis. It doesn't belong to you. About it, the pastor's like the Ramban. Nonetheless, the Balamor says that you're potter from paying for the chavis. We'll see in a minute. We'll have to go through the Balamor. Why you're potter? It needs a big hez for this Balamor. But the sheet of the Balamor is that if you break a chavis bachutz, if you stole the chavis machteres, and now you take it out of the machteres, even though you have to give the chavis back, we don't hold like Rav, we hold like Rova, you have to give the chavis back. But if you break the chavis, you're potter from paying for the chavis. That's the sheet of the Balamor. And not only is it the sheet of the Balamor, it's the sheet of the Rashi and the Shuvah, and it's the sheet of Rashi and Sanhedrin. Rashi and Sanhedrin, the Sugibum Machteres, which we're going to have to take a closer look at. But Rashi. Spoiler alert. Rashi Shita and Sanhedrin, it's not even very Sudhi, but it's the way Rashi learns the Gemara Sanhedrin. Rashi holds like the Balamar, like the Rashba, that if you break the Chavis outside of the Machteris, you put it from paying for the Chavis. So here also the Chavis is the same thing. I stole the Behem on Shabbos, now I shechted it on Sunday. I should be put it from the Keren. Same way if I broke the Chavis, I'm put it for paying for the Chavis. So if I shech haim, I should be potter even from the keren. So the fact that Rashi says that I'm chayiv for the keren is a big chiddush. Not only is it a big chiddush, the chayiv is a steer to the Rashi in Sanhedrin. So that's nekuda number one. Chiddush number one in Rashi is that you're chayiv for the keren. Somehow, not like Rashi in Sanhedrin, if you break the chavis outside the mechteres, you're potter from the chavis. Here Rashi says, if you shech the behem on Sunday, you chayev to pay for the, it's you chayev on the keren. Chorus of steer in Rashi, we're going to have to try to be Yashu of the steer in Rashi. I mean, I don't know, you have to know. I mean, Rashi, we don't have the Rashi. We're showing him we have this Rashi. Maybe it's a different Madura, maybe Rashi changed his mind, maybe that's why Rashi in Sanhedrin. You have to know how to sort of have choices over here. If we can't be miyash of the steer in Rashi, we'll say, okay, that's why Rashi erased it. But it would be desirable if we could be miyash of the steer in Rashi. I think we'll have ways to be miyash of the steer. So that's chiddush number one in Rashi.
Would you say in the steer in Rashi that when you break the chavis,
right,
so you have to give it back, but is dalad behed nikmar acher shchita, meaning this is a good animal, you vechiv
Dalav Hay is much. No, I'm not talking about the Dalav Hay, I'm talking about the Keren. Why? The fact that you have to pay, if there's no Keren, there's no Dalav Hay. It says in Rashi over here that you have to pay Keren. If you shecht it on, it says in this Rashi that if you shecht it on Sunday, you have Keren.
But you haven't destroyed the animal yet.
What do you mean? I should have to pay Keren for being mazik the animal. I mean, why am I chayiv Keren for shechting the animal? But the chayiv Keren about is for when I finish shechting the animal. When I stole it yesterday was on Shabbos. That's not chayiv me Keren. So why am I chayiv keren? I'm chayiv keren for shechting it now. So shechting it now, that's like breaking the chavis. What's the difference? So that's one chiddush that it says in Rashi. Then on top of that, it says another chiddush in Rashi, which is that this is called shechita. It says another, or implicit in this Rashi is another chiddush, that this behemoth that I stole on Shabbos and now I'm shechting it on Sunday is a behemoth gnuva. Maybe it's not a behemoth gnuva at all. since I stole it on Shabbos, maybe I don't get in at Kinyonik Neva, which we talked about before. Maybe I don't have in at Kinyonik Neva, and if I don't have in at Kinyonik Neva, then it's just a Pikodin Esloy, like the Rashi said in the Tshuva. And now I'm Shechting a Behemoth, that's a Pikodin. That's not a Shechita that's Machayev Dalai Behemoth. So it says in this Rashi that that's not true, that this Behemoth is called it's a Behemoth Gnuva. And therefore, this is a Shechita of a Behemoth Gnuva that could be Machayev Dalai Behemoth. Come, we already saw that seems to be Mechalikas Rashi and the Rashba. That's another chiddush that we could see here in this Rashi Lishitosoi, that if I shech the behemah, if I stole the behemah on Shabbos, hagam, I have kimle d'rabmine. Nonetheless, I have an ikinyonig neve. It's called the behemah hagnuva etzli, and therefore when I shech the nante, that's called the shechita that could be mechayev dal vei. It's called the shechita of a behemah gnuva, not a shechita of a pikotin. That's the second chiddush that it says here in the Rashi. And then there's another chiddush that we could discern here in the Rashi, which is that even if you'll tell me that I have here that this is a behemah gnuva, and even if you'll tell me that I'm chayiv keren for breaking it, I'm chayiv keren for shechting it, but what is this? What is the nature of this chayiv keren that I have for shechting the behemah gnuva? L'chayiv, the keren over here is not a keren of neiv; it's a keren of mazik. Because why am I chayiv over here keren? I'm chayiv over your keren not for stealing the behemoth, that I did on Shabbos. I'm chayiv over your keren for shechting the behemoth. So that's it. The keren is a keren of mazik. Never mind if it could be chayiv validate. As far as the keren is concerned, shechting a behemoth, the chayiv of keren is a mazik to chayiv of keren. If it's a mazik to chayiv of keren, then who says that? So the chayiv, it's still not. That's not the keren that we need to build the dalad behemoth. So I need the terms of dalad behemoth on Rechman, of a legimul v'dalad. In order to have dalad vehe, I need a dalad vehe of chiyuv gneva, a keren of gneva with a dalad vehe of shalatovach amocha. But here I have a keren of mazik. The keren is not for stealing the behemoth that I did in Shabbos. The keren is for killing the behemoth. So that's a keren, l'chorin b'toris mazik. A keren b'toris mazik, who says, could be the foundation for a chiyuv dalad vehe? In other words, you have dalad vehe by Amar Chaman, of a legimul v'dalad. So I need to build a dalad vehe on a keren. L'chorin, I need the keren has to be min b'mino, it has to be a keren of gneva. But a keren that belongs to the world of mazik, who says you could build on that a chiyuv dalad vehe? Maybe that's still called gimel v'dalad. I have chiyuv keren as mazik, but b'toris gneva I don't have any chiyuv keren. So merely when you chayiv dalad vehe, it's not really dalad vehe; it's only gimel v'dalad. So it says in this Rashi that that's not true. That nonetheless I have your chiyuv dalad vehe. We have to know why. This is in svar. This is a valid objection. The keren is not a gneva dika keren; it's a mazik dika keren. What kind of foundation for that is that for a chiyuv dalad vehe? We'll have to see. This is totally a lot of big issues. A lot of big issues over here that are coming together in this issue. But Akrabanim, it says, Rashi Lemaisa says, that if you shecht it on Sunday, so you are chayiv, you stole it on Shabbos, you shecht it v'choil, says Rashi, the tficha, that's called the gneva, and that's mechayiv me dalad vei. I'm chayiv keren with dalad vei. So ka'omer, there's three chidushim in this Rashi. Chiddush number one is that you're chayiv keren altogether, and that's chayiv stir in Rashi, because Rashi in Sanhedrin says that above machteres, if you take out the chavis and you break it out of the machteres, you don't have to pay for the chavis. So it's a chiddush here in this Rashi altogether. You should be chayiv keren at all for shechting it on Sunday. You had kimli rabbinay on the bay. You stole the bay on Shabbos. You have kimli rabbinay. Now you broke it on Sunday. According to Rashi in Sanhedrin, it's like breaking the chavis outside the machteres. You should be potter from keren. Maisis and Rashi Yechayev, we're going to have to be in the Yash of the Steer and Rashi. That's what Kaponim, issue number one in Rashi. Issue number two in Rashi says that this behemah is called a behemah hagnuva, not a behemah that's a pikodin etzla. In other words, apparently Rashi holds, and we would like this way anyway in Rashi, that when you steal a behemah on Shabbos, you have an pinyon gneva. It's not a behemah that's a pikodin by you, it's a behemah that's a gneva by you. Gnuva hi etzla, it's b'toris gneva by you. You have an pinyon gneva. Mainly when you shecht it, it's called a tficha of a behemah gnuva, not a shchita of a behemah that's a pikodin. That's a chiddush, and that's a second chiddush in Rashi that we saw the Rashi in the Tshuva. One of the things the Rashi in the Tshuva says is that there are the Rashi holds that that's not true. That if you shech the behemah, if you shech the behemah outside the machteris, in his case, you're not chayav dalad behemah. He says because like you're shechting behemah, that's because Rashi holds no, it's like you're shechting behemah gnuva. Kamer l'chayr, they're arguing about the issue of do you have kinyon when b'mokim kimel l'drabani, do you have kinyon gneva? The Rashi holds no, it's just a because Rashi holds yeah. That's the second chiddush that was said that it says here in this Rashi. And then we can discern a third chiddush in the Rashi, that even granting all of the above, then it's a behemah agnuva, and that you have a chiyuv keren. But at the end of the day, the chiyuv keren is not favor. The chiyuv keren is not for stealing the behemah. The chiyuv keren is for killing the behemah. Hayom lokum loymar. That such a keren is a keren of mazik. You can't build on that a chiyuv dalad behe. That's it called dalad behe. Omer chmona b'legimuv a dalad. It says in Rashi not another chiddush in Rashi that you could build a dalad behe on top of a chiyuv keren, which ostensibly is only a keren of mazik. That needs a hesber why that should be. So those are the three chiddushim in Rashi. Kamer the Rashi is chaylik. Now the Rashi and the chiddushim is chaylik. Bekitzer, we don't know which particular nekuda of this Rashi he's not happy about. You know, maybe he doesn't like about the Rashi is that it's not a behemah gnuva. It's a behemah that's a pikkudin, which we already saw the Rashi and the Shuvah says. So that might be a very good reason why he's chaylik on Rashi. However, if you look more in the Rashi and the Tshuva, you'll see that the Rashi is also chaylik and Rashi, not only because of the issue that it's a bikkudin nest, then you shouldn't be chayav dalad behe, but the Rashi is chaylik and Rashi because the Rashi holds that if you shech the behem on Sunday, you're not even chayav keren. Never mind dalad behe because it's a bikkudin nest. He says you're not even chayav keren. Because the Rashi holds like the sheet of Rashi and the Balamor and Sanhedrin, that above machteres, and he carried the chavis out, and he broke chavis bachutz, he's potter from paying for the chavis. And the Rashi learns the Gemara in Sanhedrin the same way, and therefore the Rashi says it says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin the steer that we're asking in Rashi, the Rashi in the Shuvah says that this is, he doesn't say any names in the Shuvah, but he doesn't mention the Balamor, doesn't mention Rashi, doesn't get personal, but the Rashi in the Shuvah says he explains the Gemara al derech Rashi in the Balamor. That if you steal a chavis from Achteres and you take it out and you smash it outside, he learns up the Gemara in Sanhedrin, but you're potter from paying for the chavis. And therefore, says the Rashi in the Tshuva, said, Hu Adin, if you stole a behema from Achteres, or you stole it on Shabbos, and you carried it outside, or it's already the next day, it's Sunday, and you shecht it, so first of all, he says, you're potter from Dalad Behei, because it's a Bikodin Nestle. That's the part of the Rashi that I read to you before. But then, besides that, he says that, where did it go? Besides that, he says, he's not only potter from Dalad Behe, he's potter from the Keren also. The Bedomim Kaninu, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that he's claimed it with Kimli Dirabimine. And therefore, if he breaks it, Bachutz, he doesn't have to pay. Hagam, he has to give it back if it's Ben. Elodim Isnu, if it's Ben, the Bailim take it back. But otherwise, Bedomim Kaninu. Because that's what he says, and then he deals with that Gemara. So the Rashi in the Shuvah says Befeirish that this chiddush of Rashi is totally in the machlokes of Balamor, and is totally in how to learn the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Since he learns the Gemara in Sanhedrin like the Balamor and like Rashi, so therefore he's chaylik on the Rashi by the Rashi. But doesn't come. That's, we have a steer in Rashi in this regard. So we have to take a look at the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Really to begin to discuss this all intelligently, we need to see the Gemara in Sanhedrin. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin, I assume you all know by heart, but the Balamor in Sanhedrin, that's already too much to expect. So that I printed out. But let's take a look first at the Gemara in Sanhedrin. This Gemara in Sanhedrin is one of these Gemaras that keeps coming back, you know, every now and every few. It's one of these. It's like critical Gemara, and it's constantly crops up. Okay, so it says like this. The Mishnah says that Hoyabob Machteres, Vishibar Esachobis, in Yeshli Domim Chayiv, the mainly Domim Potter. We know Abob Machteres, there's two kinds of Abob Machteres. There's Abob Machteres who's Yeshli Domim, he's not allowed to kill him, because like Avala Ben, where we know that the Ab would not kill the Ben regardless. So you're not allowed to kill such a Abob Machteres, there's no Kimli Rab in it. And then there's a Bob Machteris, the regular Bob Machteris, who's Ein Leidom, meaning if you kill him, you have no chiyuv mitzvah, you're allowed to kill him. He's a roi for Abba Lagecha, Ashkim Lahoga, whatever the Dharma are, Barichas, earlier on. So Kaponim, he has Kimli Ram, they say he's a roi. So the Mishnah says, oh, you're Bob Machteris, Vashibar Sechobis, somebody was coming from Machteris, and he broke the Chobis, Boshib Shadis, he broke the Chobis in the Machteris. So he doesn't have to pay for, so Im Yesh Leidom, if it's Avala Ben, so he has to pay for the Chobis. But Im Ein Leidom, if he's a Bob Machteris, who's a roi so he has Kimli Ram, and he's put for the but paying for the chavis. That's the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Omer Rav, Haboba Machteres v'notol kelim v'yotzu v'potter. Somebody was Boba Machteres, and he took the kelim out. Not al kelim v'yotza is potter. That's Rabbi Chiddush. That's any more than it says in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says he broke it in the machteres. Rav says that he was above machteres and he took the kelim out, and he's potter. My timer. B'tomim kaninu. With his nefesh, with his chi of misa, he's kind of the chayfetz. He doesn't have to give the chayfetz back. So to Omer Rava. That's how we have the gifts of Omer Rava. Rashi also quotes Rava. Maaseh Tosfos Be'os later in the sugya quotes this Gemara as being Rava. So it's a shout, this is Rava or Rava. Meanwhile, we'll call him Rava. Omer Rava. Mistaber milsa de Rav b'sheshiber the lesnu. Says Rava, that Rav's din makes sense. It makes sense if he broke the chavis. So the chavis is not here. So Rashi learns it means he broke the chavis either in the machteris or out of the machteris. It makes no difference. But he broke the chavis. The chavis is gone. He wanted to pay money, so that makes sense that he's a potter. Aval not aloy. But not all, if he just took the chavis, Rashi learns he took the chavis and the chavis is still intact, then Rav doesn't make any sense. Rav never said in such a case. It would be illogical for Rav to have said that he doesn't have to give the chavis back. Avada the chavis ben, you have to give it back. Veli kim omer Rav afilu nota. But then Rav goes on and says a loshen shvua, but Rav really said it afilu by nota. Even if he took the chavis and he was notal and it's still intact, he does not have to give it back. What's the logic? The chavis is intact. Why doesn't he have to give it back? Says Rav. By a regular gana, if somebody's yeshtoy dom was not a roidif, if he's chayav an oinsin, why is a gana chayav an oinsin? What did he do that should make him? What did he ever do that should make him chayav an oinsin? Alma b'shusa kaima. Meaning, if he would just be a shomer, why does a ganav have to pay if the gneiva is lost? This is what Rashi explains. Why does a ganav have to pay if the name is male if he was pesheya? So I understand it's like a shomer has to pay if he's pesheya. But if it was just nenas, why does a ganav have to pay? Must be that the reason why a ganav has to pay is because be'etzim every ganav is really kind of the chayvitz, and therefore if it's nevad, if it's nenas, it's nenas. The hefzad is his. He's really kind of the chayvitz. Just the Torah says that he has a chiyuv. The chiyuv v'heishiv. I'm a little bit paraphrasing Rashi, but the chiyuv of Rashi means the chiyuv v'heishiv is just a chiyuv tashlumen. Mashal. The pashup shot. Maybe there's room here to fine tune it. The pashup shot in Rav, the way Rashi explains him. I'm not going to read the Rashi inside, but is that Rav is saying the following: why is the ganav chayiv an oinsin? Ordinarily, shomer is not chayiv an oinsin. Why is the ganav chayiv an oinsin? It must be the reason why ganav is chayiv an oinsin because the ganav is not a shomer. The ganav is kind of the chayfetz, and then the Torah put on him a chiyuv tashlumen. The chiyuv tashlumen is optimally miskayim by giving the chayfetz back. But the giving back of the chayfetz is not b'toras shomer pikadon who has to give the back the pikadon to the bailam. If he was b'toras shomer pikadon, he'd be potter from einsin. Rather, the ganav is kind of the chayfetz, but the Torah is matal on him a kind of chiyuv tashlumen that he has to give the chayfetz back. But that's b'toras a tashlumen. So Mela, and if he can't be Mechayim the Tashlumen by giving the Chayfetz back because it was onus, so he has to be Mechayim the Tashlumen with money. But the whole thing is a Chiyuv Tashlumen. Every Ganav is kind of the Chayfetz. His obligation to give the Chayfetz back is a kind of Tashlumen. That's why he's Chayv and Oinsen. Because again, if the Ganav was not kind of the Chayfetz, and he had to give the Chayfetz back just the way Shemit Bikodin gives the Chayfetz back, then he'd be watching the Bailam's Chayfetz, then if the Chayfetz would be Nenas. So we go to the Bible and we say, your chayfetz was nenas. It's not my fault to you. Why do I have to give it back? I was going to give it back to you. Your chayfetz was nenas. Why do I have to pay? Because your chayfetz was nenas. It must be that it's not the Bible's chayfetz was nenas. The Ganav's chayfetz was nenas. And therefore the Bible says, well, that's not my problem. Your chayfetz was nenas. I have. You still have to me a chiyuv hashava. Either with the chayfetz itself or the dhamma. So therefore Rav holds that the hashava of the chayfetz is b'toris tashlumen. And if that's the case, then b'mokim kimli to Rav, and you don't have to give the chayfetz back. And that's what it means. B'domu kaninu. The whole chiyuv that every ganav has to give the chayfetz back is only b'toras tashlumen. B'mokim kimli d'ravani, there is no chiyuv tashlumen. So maybe you don't have to give the chayfetz back. That's what Rashi over here says. Pshatin Rav. Pshatin Rav. He says, Alma, from the fact that the Chiyuv lo yamina pikodin habigabe ve'ogdul abaylim, el amina b'shusahein belongs to the ganav. Chayav Hashem is b'shusahein belongs to the ganav ve'ogdul loy, and therefore the hefset is the ganav's. So therefore, Achanami, by a case of Kimel Rabbeinu, afagav the isnu, even though it's ben, amina la pikodin inu. Say it's not a pikodin that you have to give back to the baylim. It's in the reshus and the achrayus of the ganav. I don't know why Rashi didn't say stronger that it's shaloy of the ganav. Something here that needs a little more hesber. Rashi doesn't say mamish that it's shaloy, but it's that's what he means. I don't know. There's fine tuning here. I know I've seen this umpteen number of times. I don't know exactly what the fine tuning here requires, but chayes al derech zeh that it belongs really to the ganav. V'chi gavulu beidino minei, and therefore basically are gonna take it from him. Yesh kan tashlumin. That's b'toras tashlumin. Giving the chayfetz back is a tashlumin. Since he's always chayv and oinsin, that means it's b'shusay of the ganav. And when we collect it from the ganav, it's b'toras tashlumin. And there can't be tashlumin because he has a chayv misa. So mimelo, you can't. He gets to keep the chavis. That's the Rav's mahalach. That's Rav's mahalach. But then the Gemara says v'loihi. It's not true. V'loihi, Rashi's V'loihi is still Rava talking. Rava goes back and forth. Rava said, Rav makes sense if the chayfetz is not be'en. But it's not true. Rav said it even if the chayfetz is be'en. But Rav is wrong. V'loihi, Rav is wrong. Because I would have been happy if Rav, that's how Rashi learns the Gemara. The chayfetz is that you could learn the Gemara, you could read the Gemara differently. The V'loihi is the stam of the Gemara. That Rava said that Rav was talking about even if it's ben, and the Talmud of the Gemara said, no, that's not the Pshat in Rav. Rav is only talking about if it's not ben. It's a little bit up for grabs to have the Pshat Talmud of the Gemara. I'm not sure if that's, we'll see. But I'll complain that's the Rashi. V'loi, Rav is chaylik and Rav. So it's my chaylik is Rav and Rav. Says Rav, V'loi, ki ukim lo rachmona b'shusay linyan oinsin, avalein mikna b'shusay de marayu kaimi. Says Rav, it's not true. Every chayfetz agonu belongs to the Bailam. Are you chayv and oinsin? That's not because it belongs to the ganav. It still belongs to the Bailam. If it belongs to the Bailam, why are you chayv and oinsin? Says the Gemara, immediately have a shoyl. A shoyl also. A shoyl is a kind of shomer pikodin. And he is chayv and oinsin. So you see that it's not a contradiction. You could be a shomer and still have a chayv oinsin, at least like by the case of a shoyl. So Mela, who had been by a ganav, we could understand that he's chayv and oinsin. Just because he's chayv and oinsin does not mean that he's kind of the chayfetz. Rashi is an interesting thing. Rashi says, because it's called, why is it Shoyl Chayav and Oinsin? Because Kol Anos Shaloi. Says Rashi, Gan is also Kol Anos Shaloi. It's an interesting connection. The Torah of Gemara says that Shoyl is Chayav and Oinsin because Kol Anos Shaloi. Gan is also Kol Anos Shaloi. So he's also Chayav and Oinsin. That's extra Havon in the Gemara. Therefore, says Rashi, it says Rashi, so therefore, even though he's chayv and oinsin, that doesn't mean that it's afagav that he's chayv b'achriyusoy lav kinyan ein loy liyoy is kishay nechosov. It's not really koni to the ganav, because the chayv oinsin is only for chayv oinsin. So in Mele, it doesn't go into kimle b'rabin. So that's the maskon of the Gemara. So what do we have in the Gemara? According to Rashi, we have like this: that machleik is rabin rova. Rav says that above a machteris who takes out a chavis, he doesn't have to, even if the chavis is be'en, notal, the chavis is be'en, he does not have to give the chavis back, because bedomim kaninu, Rashi says it means that the ganav is kainu l'chayfis l'gamri. Why is the kainu l'chayfis l'gamri? Because every ganav is kainu l'chayfis l'gamri, because he's chayiv and oinsin. Elam, he has a chiyav hashava. But here, Kimli Rabbi, there's no chiyav hashava. That's Rav. And again, Rav holds that even if the chavis is ben, you don't have to give it back, because every ganav is kind of the gnev. The fact that a ganav, and Bahariah, he has a chiv oinsin. Rav understands that the chiv oinsin means that you're really kind of the gnev, just have a chiv tashlumen. The din hashava, the heshav is like zayla, according to Rav, is a kind of tashlumen. It's really the Rashi loves in this. It's really the gneiva is really konu like kishayna chosuf. The ganav owns the gneiva, but the Torah says it says in bed is a chiyuv. He has a chiyuv. He should be zeila. Says Rashi, that's a kind of chiyuv tashlumin. Mevel, that's covered by kimli d'rabbanei. And if there's kimli d'rabbanei, if there's chiyuv misa, you don't have to give the chayvitz back. That's shita s'rab. And Rav is chaylik, and Rav says no. The chiyuv einson doesn't prove anything, because even a shayla is a chiyuv einson. Therefore, the oilim aganav is not kind of the gneiva. Just because he has a chiyuv einson does not mean that he's kind of the gneiva. Chiyuv einson is kolan hashaloi, but the gneiva does not belong to him. And if the gneiva doesn't belong to him, then how do you have to give the chavis back? And therefore, Rava disagrees with Rav, and he says if the chavis is then you have to give it back. But Rava agrees that by shiberes the chavis, if you break the chavis, then that's mistab and milsa the Rav. That Rava agreed to Rav about that if you broke the chavis, you put it. And where did you break the chavis, according to Rashi? When Rava said mistab and milsa the Rav kishe shiber, if you broke the chavis, Rav is right. If the chavis is ben, Rav is wrong. But if you broke the chavis, Rav is right. And where did you break the chavis? Said Rashi. Misab milsa de Rav. The potter b'sheshiber. Ben achshav ben la'achazman. Whether you broke the chavis in the machteris, or you broke the chavis outside of the machteris, you potter. If the chavis is ben, you have to give it back. That's shitas. That's a Rashi learns the Gemara. Yeah, so this is what I told you before. The Rashi Shita is that if you steal a chavis on b'machteres and you have kimli rabbanei and the chavis, agam you have to give the chavis back. Because Rava is chaylik and Rav. You have to give the chavis back. But if later on you break the chavis, you still potter. And that's hard to understand. Why should that be true? Maybe if you broke the chavis in the machteres, I understand why you're potter. You're kimli rabbanei. But here you carry the chavis out. This chavis. Who does the chavis belong to, according to Rava? The original bialim. The original bialim. Rav holds it; it belongs to the ganav. But Rava says no. It's like a shoyl. Me did have a shoyl. I'll ask you something. A shoyl who breaks the chavis, does he have to pay for it? About a year. So here you have a ganav. So fine. So he's holding the chavis like a shoyl. So he has a chivat. Well, actually, the muscle not illuminating. Forget the muscle, but. Stop. How do we understand this? How do we understand Rava? According to Rava, if the chavis is ben, you have to give the chavis back. It's not your chavis. The chavis belongs to the Bible. Okay. Now you went out of the machteres. You're sitting at home, and you have this chavis. And one day you go over and you smash the chavis. So Rava says, "Stab and milsa the Rava Yipoter." There, Rava agrees to Rava Yipoter because the chavis not here. What kimli d'rabbanei? Mainly you're not chayif for stealing chavis. I understand because there's no kimli d'rabbanei. But why aren't you chayif for breaking the chavis today? Today I'm not in the machteris. Here's a chavis. It doesn't belong to me. It belongs to the bialim. Now I go. I take a hammer and I smash the chavis. I'm a mazik. Why am I potter? And this is the Ramban's. Am I listening to one of the Ramban's time? He's happy to tell me that he's. How can he be potter for breaking the chavis later? If he has to give the chavis back, then it's not his chavis. If he broke, now when he breaks the chavis b'chutz, and we have a word for a person who breaks a chavis that doesn't belong to him. He's called a mazik, and a mazik has a chiyuv. So why isn't he chayiv? Moshe Ramban says, what's it any different than the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Samachay? Gemara says in Sanhedrin Samachay that a ganav pays. Let's say he stole a chayfitz. So chayfitz could fluctuate in value. He stole a chayfitz, and it was worth one zuz. Now, prices went up, the chayfitz is worth four zuz. So the din is, if the chayfitz breaks on its own through an oinus, how much the ganav has to pay? How much the ganav have to pay? Anybody? What? One zuz. Because kolag hazman v'shalom k'shas egzeil. Karen is kain shagon. But if you went and you broke the chavis b'yadayim, the chayfitz b'yadayim, and it's worth four zuz, how much do you have to pay? Four zuz, why? Because the breaking is a new machayev. So Ramban says, what's this? Why is this any different? Fine, I stole the chavis in the machteres, so I'm not chayev for stealing the chavis. But I have to give the chavis back. Today when I break it, I'm breaking the chavis that doesn't belong to me. That's a new machayev. Mele, according to Rav, that you don't have to give the chavis back, with domim kaninu, so that's fine. Rav is logically consistent. If you don't have to give the chavis back, then I understand that you're punted for breaking it, because you're breaking your own chavis. But according to Rava, you have to give the chavis back. If you have to give the chavis back, then if you break it, you're breaking somebody else's chavis. That's a new mechayev. Why aren't you chayev? Why are you potter? Because that kasher, the Ramban is chelik, and the Rashi pshat in the Gemara, and the Balamor is pshat in the Gemara, and the Ramban says that la'olam, when Rava said mistaber milsa derav kisheshiber, that Rava agrees to Rav when he broke the chavis, that means if he broke the chavis in the machteris. But if he broke the chavis outside of the machteris, says the Ramban, that's exactly the same as if the chavis is intact. If you have to give the chavis back when it's intact, then if you broke it later, the Gemara is not even talking about if you broke it later, because that's not a new case. The Gemara is talking about if you broke the chavis in the machteris versus if the chavis is intact. Rav says if the chavis is intact, you get to keep the chavis. Yeah, who didn't? If you break it, you don't have to pay. And Rava says that if the chavis is intact, you have to give it back. Then obviously, if you break it, you have to pay for it also. The Gemara doesn't have to speak that out. The Gemara's chiluk between Shiber and Notal is between Shiber in the Machteris and Notal in it, and it makes no difference. If Notal, you have to give it back, and Notal, if you break it later, it's Lemaile Velemaire. If you have to give the chavis back, then if you break it later, you have to pay for it, obviously. And if you don't have to give the chavis back, then if you break it later, obviously you don't have to pay for it. There's no special case of breaking it later. Meister Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi, the Balamor, the Rashi and the Tshuva, we'll see going forward. They all learn that if you break the chavis, you're potter. So that needs a big hesber. We'll see the Balamor offers a hesber, but we're going to have to unravel the Balamor. But that needs a great deal of explaining, the Rashi. Why, if you have to give the chavis back, then why in the world should you be potter if you broke the chavis later? And Kalmer, it's also steer in Rashi, because Rashi Bayas says, we don't have Rashi, but there's Shaina Mokko Rashi Bayas, that if you were gone to a Shabbos and you were Kavach Bechol, then you have to pay for the, so even though you can't leave Rav and Eila, but later, when you Shechter on Sunday, by who Shaita, you Chayaker, and what's Chayaker, you Chayav Dalei Tu. So we already had the steer in Rashi. Okay, I think the Balamor inside tomorrow, Mr. Shem, I think we'll do inside the Balamor and the Rashi and the Tshuva. I'll just start to flag a little bit now. The Rashi, the Balamor seems to be slicing himself, mamish, from one line to the next, like several times. The Balamor, we're going to do it inside and carefully tomorrow. I'm just, just flagging a little bit now. The Balamor starts off and he explains Pshat and Rava, why you put there if you break it later. He says because really B'domim Kanino is like you're breaking your own thing. I says if that's the case, so then why do you have to give it back? Rava holds the Rava Shita is Rava's the problematic Shita. You have to give the chavis back, but if you break it, you're potter. So the first thing the Balamor says is that Rava holds really b'domim kaninu. It's like you broke your own chavis. So why if the chavis is bent, you have to give it back? Says the Balamor. Anybody remember what the Balamor says? It's a chumr derabanan, chumr shechmiru chachamim. That if the chavis is bent, you have to give it back. It sounds like the Balamor is saying that really, beside the Rav and Rav both agree that you're paying the chavis. Rav just holds it. There's a din derabanan, a chumah derabanan that you have to. That if the chavis is ben, you have to give it back. But meikir adin, midaraisa, let's say Rav agrees to Rav that you're paying the chavis. And the whole machlekas Rav and Rav is in a takana derabanan. Do you have to give the chavis? Do you have to give? Are you really paying the chavis? But maybe this is a takana derabanan. You have to give the chavis back. That's the machlekas Rav and Rav. So first of all, it's shver because the Gemara says machleikus about how to understand chiyuv einson. Doesn't sound like machleikus about the takana derabanan. But then, the next line in the Balamor is he goes back and he explains Rav. Why does Rav say that you can keep the chavis? So he says, a little bit. This is Rav holds that you can keep the chavis because if you're going to give the chavis back, it's going to be nearer like you're being based on mashalim. It's going to be nearer Kemesu Mishalim. What do you mean it's going to be nearer? It's going to be Mason Mishalim. We just, the Ralamar just told me that he's really kind of the Chavis, that Rav and Rava really both agree that Midrash is kind of the Chavis. Rava has his Takana Drabonin, you have to give the Chavis back. And according to Rav, there's no such, I would say, there's no such Takana Drabonin, so if you give the Chavis back, you Taka Mason Mishalim. The Lashon of Balamar is, Rav holds, yeah, you don't give the Chavis back, because then you'll be nearer to Mason Mishalim. So his Mamish says to himself, Minayabe. First he said that Rava is a Takana Drabonin. Really, you're kind of the chavis, but you have to give it back anyway because it's a chumah derabanan. And then he turns around in Rav, and it sounds like he's saying that according to Rav, really you should give the chavis back, but it's going to be nearer k'meis mishalim. He made everybody backwards. It makes it sound like Rav really holds like Rav, but it's the chumah derabanan like Rav, and Rav really holds like Rav. Mamash, makes no sense. Like which one is the real shitan? Which is the chumah derabanan? First he says that Rav is the chumah derabanan. You know, really, you should keep the chavis, except that it's going to be chumur shechmir chacham molov. You have to give the chavis back. Okay, so like Rav is this takana derabanan. So Rav, you understand? Then he turns around and he wants to explain Rav, and he makes Rav sound like a takana derabanan. Rav says you don't give the chavis back because if you give the chavis back, you're going to be nearer k'meis mishalim. And then b'sayf adorim, he comes back to Rav, and he says Rav says you have to give the chavis back because giving the chavis is not b'taris tashlumin, it's b'taris hashava. What are you talking about? You know, since this Einstein is midah haveshoil, so if you're giving the chavis back, it's not your chavis giving the chavis back, it's a hashav, it's not a tashlumen. You just told me that the chavis is really his. When he breaks it, it's like he's breaking his own thing. So if the chavis is really his, so it's not, so giving it back is not a hashav, it's a tashlumen. It's a takana derabanan b'chal. So, mamish, from one line to the next, the Balamar, he seems to be all over the map. So the Balamar is a very big, we have to, it's an avoid over here to get to the pshat in the Balamar. Kayetze v'davar in the Rashba in the Shulva also seems to be saying to himself. The Rashba in the Shulva says that if you stole it to Machteris, you stole the Behemah Machteris, and then the next day you shechted it. So first the Rashba says you put it from Dalad Behe. Why? Because he says, because it's a Pikodin Uletzla. So there's no Chiyuv Gadalad Behe. This part of the Rashba we talked about. It's not a behema knuva, it's a behema shula. Since you have kim d'rabbin, you don't have any kinyan in navel. So it's a behema shula etzloi. So it's a pikodin etzloi. So if you're part from balam hay because it's pikodin etzloi. Then the Rashba turns around and he says, and you know not only that, but you don't even have to pay keren because bedomim kaninu. Isn't that a steer? First you told me it's a pikodin. It's pikodin means you don't have kinyan in navel. It belongs to the balam. That's why you don't have a chiv balam hay because you don't have kinyan in navel. It belongs b'chal to the balam. It's like a pikodin. Then he turns around and he says, you don't even have to pay the keren because bedomim kaninu and it's mamish his. He went from one extreme to the other. First he tells me that if you don't even have kinyonik neva, you don't have kinyonik neva at all, it's mamish pikodin. And that's what you put from Dalad Vehik. It's like going into the Bayam's Rishus and shechting their behemoth. And then he turns around and he says, and you know what? You put even from keren, you put even from keren because it belongs to the gamri to the ganav. Bedomim kaninu. Alright, it's mamish from one extreme to the other. So, culture, all of this needs to be unraveled. I think it has a lot to do with the issue we talked about before. But Kveger of Shimon does it when the Mokin came to Ravine, they have Kinyonig Neva now. I think that's something that has to be discussed. And then I think it has to do with two issues. Maybe this also I'll just give time to think about. I think that there are two issues here that this has to do with. And that we have, number one is the Machlokes of Kveger and of Shimon. The Mokim Kimel Rabbani, do you have Kinyonig Neva or not? Which we spoke about. And issue number two, something we spoke about earlier in the Perek, does Kimle B'di Rabbani patter me even from Chivim of Memoinig Abach? If you recall, we had in the beginning of the Perek that you have Kimle B'di Rabbani even for Chiv Nene. At the Sugiv Tochav Le Trumo B'vei Sablio. Chiv Nene. And it's more in the sugya that you have kimli rabbi and a chiv nana. So Rabbach Ber asked, mentioned once upon a time, Rabbach Ber asked, chiv nana, chariz memoinig, it's not a chiv mazik or a chiv nevo, it's just memoinig abach, your nana at my expense, so I can go and collect the hanob because you profited at my expense, so there's a tiny memoinig abach, like ishtar shule. So Rabbach Ber said, he wouldn't think that it's kimli rabbi, that kimli rabbi is nechivi tashlumen. But if my money is sitting by you, I can ask for you. I can ask for it back. What does that do, Kimli Rabbani? So Reb Chaim answered him that Nen is not the Memoinig Abach. Nen is a different kind of chiv. It's a milva sheinux. It's a milva ksuva b'toyer. It's a lush. But kapanim, it's not so pashut. It could be that from that gemara, if you hold it, that nene is a chiyuv of money gabach. But I don't know if it's written in stone there, Reb Chaim. Could be that that in the chananim that you could have. Maybe it says in that gemara. I think it's mitin leheomer that maybe this came to the rabbinate even under money gabach. That could be negay also over here. That could be in play. So maybe with those two things to work with, maybe there's enough play that we could try to work out a mahalach in the balamar and the rashi. Then we have to go back and work out the steer in Rashi. Because what to do?